You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Vincent Caruso, Jr., D.C., based in New York, New Jersey area. Dr. Caruso is a graduate of Life Chiropractic College West in Hayward, California. He integrates chiropractic and traditional Chinese medicine in his practice and is certified in Qigong Meridian Therapy and Medical Qigong. Dr. Caruso co-directs the Tao of Healing's Wuming Qigong program in New York and New Jersey and leads workshops in health and healing in the greater New York area. Dr. Caruso, certainly a privilege to have you with us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, likewise, a pleasure, certainly ours as well. So, first of all, Dr. Caruso, can you please explain what you mean by your combination of traditional Chinese medicine and chiropractic? And can you tell us how it is different from the Western medicine that most of us are familiar with?
Sure. One of the main things that separates traditional Chinese medicine and chiropractic from mainstream medicine is that we want to get to the source of the problem, of the discomfort, of the pain, the root cause of it. Not saying that allopathic medicine doesn't work. It does. It alleviates the pain. It takes away the symptoms. But the true source, you have to get to the true source. What's causing the pain? And both chiropractic and Chinese medicine believe that the body has an innate ability to heal itself. In Chinese medicine, they use the word energy or qi. In chiropractic, they use the word innate intelligence. And what that means is there's a life force that runs through all of our bodies. And when that's impeded, when there's blockage, when it's not flowing the proper way, then that's when health becomes unbalanced and you become unhealthy. We call it unhealthy, which means that there's symptoms and signs from a deeper level that something's blocked. So what I do in my practice is I combine the chiropractic and the Chinese medicine to oversimplify things is to keep the energy moving. So in chiropractic, we focus on the spine and the vertebrae, little bones in the spine. When there's nerve interference in any area of the spine, you remove the nerve interference, you get an optimum benefit to that area and also to the organ that it supplies. In Chinese medicine, they base it on meridians, which are energy pathways that flow up and down the body, like little highways. So if there's a blockage, you stimulate that area to keep everything flowing. So the most important thing, and what makes the combination unique, in my opinion, is the combination of the nervous system and the meridian system, and to look at it in a way that benefits the patient the best.
Certainly makes sense. So what you're saying is that traditional Chinese medicine and chiropractic aims to remedy the root cause of an ailment, while Western medicine focuses primarily on addressing the symptoms. Is that correct?
That's 100% correct. In my opinion, if you just address the pain, we use pain because pain's most people could associate with pain. If you have pain in a certain area, that's the message on a deeper level that something's wrong, not just with that area, but either somewhere in the nervous system there's blockage or somewhere in the major meridian. So sometimes if your low back bothers you, you could have a pain in their foot that most people won't associate with the low back. So if you alleviate the pain in the foot and in the back, you get the whole energy pathway to flow. This way you're helping the person get more of a benefit from the treatment. So it goes deeper for themselves to really heal themselves. Because the whole thing is we want the person to be able to heal themselves. And the better energy is flowing, the more you're in balance, the better your chances are to heal yourself.
How did you discover traditional Chinese medicine and chiropractic, and what about the two of those, what was interesting to you about this?
Well, it's interesting to me when people ask me that question because I was always interested in Chinese medicine from a Chinese martial arts perspective. Because most people don't realize that Chinese martial arts, when I say true Chinese martial arts, I'm talking about some of the oldest lineages. They're based on health. The whole concept was to preserve health, but the benefit also to protect yourself. so you could defend yourself, so you could protect yourself when you needed to, which I think is a great benefit because it's enjoyable for most people. It's fun and it keeps you active. However, I think especially in today's world, you need more to focus on the health because you could train for hours to make your body super strong, to do all these different things, but that's not going to help you. You can't go out hitting people and showing people all these things that you train for because it's almost useless today. But you can say, wow, I put a half an hour in a day or an hour of doing these simple martial arts movements, and I'm healthy. And what is health? To most people, everyone has a different definition of health. I like to look at health as that you wake up in the morning feeling good, you sleep through the night, you have a normal bowel movement, and you can eat and drink whatever you like with no discomfort. To me, that's a pretty healthy person. So combined, so that's the love that I always had for the martial arts, for the ability to keep the body balanced and still be able to enjoy life and still do things. So I always had a desire to learn more, to learn more. And I was lucky enough to meet my master, who his master, Wan Lasan, his first teacher in China, is one of the five tigers, which is a very powerful lineage. They went from northern to southern China and fought every day for 30 days straight and never lost to open up a school. But the school just wasn't for martial arts. It was for overall health and well-being because everything's based on Qigong, which are simple energy movements. And he also was an orthopedic. So over the years of studying Chinese medicine first, actually with Dr. Liu, the martial arts, I developed an interest. I wanted to do more with it. And I always had an interest in chiropractic because the neighborhood I grew up with, there was a couple of chiropractors in the area. And I said, wow, how beautiful is this? They focus on the spine, relieving nerve interference, keeping the energy flowing without any external help, just with your hands. You could have a healthy, balanced body. So I felt I was fortunate to find chiropractic, or it found me, however you want to look at it, and be able to do the two things that I really love in life.
Quite interesting. We're joined by Dr. Vincent Caruso, Jr., D.C., co-director at the Tao of Healing's Wuming Qigong program in New York and New Jersey, and leads workshops in health and healing in the greater New York area here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Dr. Caruso, since this combination of traditional Chinese medicine and chiropractic seeks to prevent illness, it sounds like it's something that companies of all sizes should consider supporting in order to reduce their employees' medical bills and sick days. Wouldn't you agree with this?
Oh, yes. It's very beneficial for companies or for any organization who wants to keep their employee. What most people want is more productive. Productive, happy, and healthy. What's beautiful about the programs that we developed are that they're simple. You don't need special equipment. You don't need special clothing. All you need is an area where you can move. When I say move, just gentle movement, stretching, moving around a little bit, small space. But the benefit of these simple movements are tremendous. They're basically Chinese martial arts movements that have been done for years, thousands of years actually, because Chinese medicine goes back for over 5,000 years, which people forget to realize how strong and how powerful a lineage it has. And it's in continuous use today, which I think says something for something that's been around for so long. So the movements help utilize the body's natural healing ability. So for corporations, for organizations, depending on what the person wants, you could do anywhere from 3 movements to 10 movements, you know, in the beginning of the day. And I like to also offer them at the end of the day. So when an employee finishes the day, they go home feeling good and they look forward to coming back because it becomes a peaceful, nice environment to work in. And the movements are geared specifically for your health, which you said earlier, everybody wants to be healthy. No matter how rich you are, no matter what you have, if you're not healthy, you're not going to be able to enjoy it. So the programs are based specifically for each company's individual needs, but they're all founded and rooted in the same principle of energy and the simple Qigong martial arts movements.
Lastly, what's a quick traditional Chinese medicine tip that you can share with our listeners to help them stay healthy through the springtime months that are certainly approaching any day now?
Sure. Traditional Chinese medicine looks at this time of year, springtime, as the season that's associated with the liver. That means from an energetic perspective, they share same frequency. So this time of year is liver season, spring. The most important thing to do this time of year is to let things go, not to hold on to anything. Because the liver is in charge of letting everything flow through your body. Whether you're flexible or stiff, emotional things, don't hold on to anything. Let everything just flow. That's the best thing to do. Someone says something to you, you could address it, but let it go. Try not to cling on to it. Let everything out. Be totally free. And the next thing, too, there's some foods that support what we call liver function. When we talk about the function of the liver, from an energetic perspective, the liver needs to flow. It needs to move, keeps things moving. So sometimes something can show up energetically before it shows up physically. So when we say liver function or liver disorder, it doesn't mean that there's actually something physically wrong with the organ. It means that energetically, the way it flows, something's out of balance. And some of the best foods to eat this time of year are scallions, celery, dandelion, and you can prepare them any way how you want. Ginger tea, those types of foods, green foods, because green is also the color that's associated with the liver. So anything green, any green vegetables are beneficial. Most things should be cooked, not too much raw stuff this time of year too, especially because that takes a little more extra energy to digest.
Before you go, where can our listeners find you online and get more information and to potentially be in connection or contact with you as well?
The website is NewJerseyTotalHealth.com, and that's all written out, N-E-W-J-E-R-S-E-Y, TotalHealth.com. The telephone number is 973-489-7484. The office is also moving at this time, too, so we'll be located in Fairfield, New Jersey, mid-April. At 124 Little Falls Road, Fairfield, New Jersey.
Well, very good. Dr. Caruso, thanks for joining us here today on the show. Certainly, thank you for the valuable information and to allow us to know more about Qigong and Oriental medicine as it applies to chiropractic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Dr. Vincent Caruso, Jr., D.C., co-director at the Tao of Healing's Wuming Qigong program in New York and New Jersey, and leads workshops in health and healing in the greater New York area. And for more information, simply visit NewJerseyTotalHealth.com. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, join us for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.